some early morning thoughts first. The world is a beautiful place, beautiful place. Okay, so, some early morning meditations. First and foremost, Dwindle sitting for a friend. And one of the virtues of doing this, like, kind of a home exchange, house exchange thing is kind of a unique opportunity to explore and experience something new without the downsides of having to actually own the thing, right? Be tied down. And assuming that we's the new conquerors, we's the new chosen people of the planet, then if this is the case, yeah, things are good. Alright, some thoughts. Yeah, I like to touch this stuff. Yeah, it's like 3D, look at the visuals. The frame rate is awesome. Okay, so the real world is the best world. Whoa, look, little rabbits in the field. Nobody wants to live in the metaverse. So, don't trust Mark Zuckerberg. The guy's like a super effing weirdo, right? Like, look at the... Oh, and also... Cabrius, the new goat camera. Is the Lumix, S9 with the 26 millimeter fully manual lens. Look, they even blacked out the front, super cool, right? So like, look, even has this like dynamic monochrome mode. And then also had this like new LUT setting. Yeah, look how great the colors look. It's like this LUT button, sample LUT 3. Yeah, pretty cool. Looks cool even without it, right? Yeah, look at it. Whoa, Duke, the colors. The colors. Air Kim supports the Lumix. Yeah, real men's shoe with the Panasonic Lumix. Look how small it is. It's like, fits in your front pocket, right? Look. Bada bing, bada boom. Like 21 Savage said, feel like John Wick with a stick. 21. Also, 21 Savage number 21, it's like... Does 21 Savage have 21 Bitcoins? He should. And also, 21 million Bitcoin Satoshis. What's the answer to the universe? 42. So yeah, have at least 42 bitcoins. Seneca told me I should have at least 2,000 bitcoins. Which I like. Yeah, time to start stacking. Double your money, make a stack. Double your bitcoins and make a stack. I'm on to the next Satoshi. On to the next set. On to the next set. SAT set. Short for Satoshi. Assuming that we're living in this wild new Ready Player One world, except we have fantastic visuals. Look at that. Look at the frame rates on that, right? Ain't nobody want to be jerking off to their fake loser virtual reality babe in Apple Vision Pro land, right? No one wants to, yeah, live in the metaverse. We like the real world. Yeah, look at this. Body armor, slam, Hulk smash. Bitcoin is the unstoppable juggernaut. All right, so it looks like... It's like you got your 60-pound weight vest on under your armor military thing, right? Also, these new Vibram five fingers, this new model. I don't even know what it's called, but it's pretty tough. I mean, I like it, whatevs. Not perfect, but effing say love you. Right, look at this. Parkour. Yeah. Built like effing tank. It's like... just freaking juggernaut through, okay? So, yeah, and actually the funny thing that people don't understand about me, honestly, like, around racist, people like, you know, I meet people who play football, they never ask me, did you play football? It's like, effing racist, you racist. It's okay, everyone's a little bit racist, I'm racist too. Let's all just own up to it. So morning meditations and the nice walking with the natures. Actually, I never really thought that I'd enjoy this so much, but Looks like actually waking up and stepping in natural things. And look, you can even hear the birds chirping, right? This is actually pretty nice. I mean, you sooner or later everyone tires of everything, but you know, still I hashtag grateful, I enjoy it. Kind of a good walking, vlogging meditation. Even shout to David Hobby, the strobist. Met him in Dubai at Gofa Photo Plus. Shout out to Mohammed, the crew. Shout out to my friend Imran Dudia, his kid, the wifey, right? Nice stream here. Even David Hobby was like, it's pretty interesting. He told me was like, he lives somewhere like in the Midwest. I don't know, but it's got like, I don't know, a trillion acres in his backyard, and just does these morning walks for like an hour with, maybe without phone, not 100% sure. But even our best friend Nietzsche was like, trust no thought that don't come to you while you're in the extreme outdoors. So yeah, being outside is a good idea. I'm like should I buy property or should I live in Calabasas, join my best friends Kim and Kanye? Maybe. All right, big ass, ooh, spaceship. Like, is Eric and Cindy the new Bradgelina, the new Kim K and Ye without the divorces, right? Yeah, honestly, not 100% true, but any couple that's still together that ain't divorced is a sign of success thus far. But anyways, let's continue the story. So anyways, some Bitcoin thoughts and meditation. So the first thought is, like, man, is Bitcoin's like the best thing that ever happened to me? So things I'm grateful for, you know, reading Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek and, you know, like kind of these other money management thought stuff, like, was it Robert Kiyosaki, the what, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and all that modern day financial literature, even what the David Ramsey, even like something that David Ramsey said that I read in one of his book was interesting. It's like the real rich people buy a used 3-year-old Japanese car. I mean, I don't know what Dave Ramsey's like, what you driving right now, bro? It's like, if he says that he's driving the Lamb, I don't trust him. But once again, the best way to trust people is just look at what, like, ask you, so what do you drive? It's like, it sounds like such a bad, superficial thing, but the truth is, tell me what you drive and I'll tell you who you is, right? Just look at the cars people drive. Like, only trust people who drive Toyota Priuses, because they smart, they just invest the rest of their money into the Bitcoins, which is the only intelligent way forward. Like, if you think about like a real capitalist, like even if you're worth $100 trillion, right? Assuming you really, really love money, right? You don't go out and buy the loser Lamb because that's a dilutive asset, right? Like, it's not even an asset, it's worse than an asset. It's like, can't do nothing with it, right? It's just like the ultimate dilutive bad thing, right? Eventually just rust and decay. And I was thinking about it. The truth is, there is no automobile vehicle on the planet that isn't gonna slowly lose its economic heat or value over time. If you just think about the laws of thermodynamics, right? So the best way to think about things is like, so you know heat loss, right? So the generalized idea is that with heat and heat loss, the way to really look at this iPad Pro M4 chip. Oh yeah. It's like, hello, pick up the iPhone. Okay, look at this. This is funny. I'm like, man, you gotta just be more funny. It's like, yo, check out my new iPhone. It's the iPhone Pro Max. Hello. Do you hear me? Good. Okay, so Apple, if you have any sense, you wanna mark your iPad Pros, now that I'm like super rich, I have nothing better to do, just shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. I'll be your next poster child for the iPad Pros, considering that I'm the next Steve Jobs with the six pack. So Oh yeah, so anyways, what I was gonna say is, yeah, cause there's no vehicle that's heat loss. Okay, so assume your house is a nice and cozy 73 degrees, right? And assume like the you know, you turn off your heater or whatever's right. And assume that according to the laws of thermodynamics, heat loss, you know, every day or hour or whatever's, you're gonna lose 1 degree, right? So it goes from 73 to 71, and then eventually you're gonna be like, you know, the uncomfortable 50 degrees, 40 degrees, 30 degrees, 20 degrees, 0 degrees, negative 100, you're finna die, right? So ain't nobody could survive that. And assuming that even if you had all the Patagucci jackets in the world, all the down jackets, I don't think no human could survive negative 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, centigrade, whatevs. So the first generalized idea is maybe up until now, 2024, right, in Bitcoin, there was no like legitimate way that one could actually save for the future that was not dilutive because of inflation. Okay, so what that means is even if you dutifully save your US dollars to the, you know, investing or what else, right? So at best, even if you invest in the S&P 500, right, you're only keeping up with inflation. So let us say that inflation in America is like 15%, right? Just track the M2 money supply. And honestly, the best tip about finances is just pay for the $20 a month ChatGPT premium. They just added the web search feature, and just ask it any sort of financial intels. Certainly it's not perfect. Just treat ChatGPT like Google on steroids, right? There's really no reason to Google nothing no more. I haven't touched Google in like 5 months. I just ChatGPT everything now, paid premium, 4.0 and beyond. So and then take it back to the beginning, 01 preview. So the first thought is, yeah, S&P 500, you just keep up with inflation. You're not making a profit. You're just not losing money. You're not dying to death. So, right? So you're not actually building capital. You're actually just not bleeding out capital. This is the difference. And so that's boring, right? The second thing. Let us say you were an early investor in Amazon, Facebook, you know, Tesla, whatevs, right? Then you make a profit, that's good, right? But still the problem, I think, for most people like me and also impatient investors like myself, like the yield is just not quick enough. The velocity of your return ain't quick enough. Like, for example, the other day, MicroStrategy went up 15% in a day. Like, I just took a, you know, in just my traditional trading account, right? I recommend Fidelity. I like it. It seems easy and straightforward enough. I had 150k of a MicroStrategy stock, MSTR, and it exploded to like over 200,000 something, right? So I was able to cop a 55, went from 150,000 to what, 205,000, right? So anyways, sold about $55,000 worth of it, just bought some more Bitcoin. And assuming that Bitcoin's gonna go to at least a mil, 1.3 mil, 10 mil, 100 mil and beyond, it's a good idea, good idea. So people are like, oh, when should I buy? Hi, I love it. Like, actually, I was thinking about, oh yeah, check out the views. So I was actually even thinking about it. I'm like teaching my uncle how to invest in Bitcoin and stuff like that. But check this out. Don Veal. Yeah! Got the 60-pound weight vest underneath my military jacket. Shout out to my brother-in-law and Khan for this sweet sweet jacket. So anyways, I was like showing him the trades, right? And this one, Bitcoin was like 67,000 a Bitcoin or something. And I bought Bitcoin, a bunch of Bitcoin the last spike when it was like 71,000. My uncle's like, those were bad trades. And I'm like, you know, I ain't tripping because when it breaks 100,000, 200,000 a mil, I'm not gonna really care, right? And then, like, kind of the low-key impossible or the unthinkable happened. Go check out this view. Is it broke 90,000? I'm like, dude, this is like, this planet is like freaking insane. And I'm like double leveraged. Am I like what, 250% invested in Bitcoin? I got 100% of my wealth, my capital in Bitcoin, right? And then I also have the, wait, so 90% of my capital is directly in Bitcoin. 10% of it, working capital, is in trading account, Fidelity, you know, between the IRA, Roth IRA, everything is 100%, MicroStrategy in the traditional markets. And essentially my infinite money hack thus far has been working. Is, let us say you have a moderate amount of working capital, like $150,000, right? And just buy, you know, use your traditional, I don't know, Robinhood, you know, market trading app platform thing, Fidelity, whatever's, and just buy MicroStrategy stock, MSTR. Even Seneca, come on, like, he's like a three-year-old, nine-month-year-old child. It's not even squirrely. He knows MSTR. Just buy MSTR, easy, right? And write it up, right? And then just shave off the foam at top, right? So in gambling or cards or Texas or Hold'em or blackjack, something like, once you make a gain, take some money off the table or something like that. My friend Kevin Schenthal told me about this. And or kind of like, the analogy I have is, you know, it's like you're pouring something, it fills up, just take some of the cream off the top. Like, I don't know, you're making kefir, cheese, cream, something. Or like, you have a sheep or a ram, you know, it grows out the fleece, just fleece up a little bit at the top and then just store it, right? So just shave off some on top. So like, for example, let's say you have $150,000 of MicroStrategy stock, right up to 200,000 or 160,000 or 155,000, whatever, right? Just sell as much of it that's just pure profit, right? So like, if it goes from, I don't know, $150,000 worth to like $160,000, $10,000 gain, just sell $10,000 worth of it and then buy Bitcoin. Just Coinbase.com, Coinbase app, whatever, right? Just buy Bitcoin. And this seems like the ultimate money hack because I've been tracking the performance of MicroStrategy stock versus Bitcoin. And the funny thing is, it's kind of correlated, kind of not. And in terms of micro market timing, I mean, there's no timing. It's just follow your gut. I mean, ultimately, when Bitcoin's worth 50 million a Bitcoin or 100 million a Bitcoin, well, it's not really going to matter too much, right? And so then what you then do is, you know, whenever you think the timing is right, just buy, right? Oh, yeah. Beautiful morning. Hear the morning. Sunshine, bay, nothing, water. Okay. So anyways, that's a simple strategy. Oh, yeah, waking up to the morning. This is, to me, the sun is my ultimate heaven. Yeah, no sun, no life, okay? So anyways, continuing. Infinite money hack, boom. And then treat, you know, your MicroStrategy stock like your personal piggy bank. Honestly, at this point, MicroStrategy is like a juggernaut. It ain't never finna stop. It just was able to raise $2 billion worth of capital monies and buy another 20 something thousand Bitcoin. Another, what, like 279,000 Bitcoin, 280,000. And they're like so ahead of the pack. Like, it's insane, right? And also it's a good sight that a lot more companies, what, like Singapore-based Genius AI company or something, it's like they're adopting the Bitcoin standard, Treasury Reserve asset. And Treasury Reserve company, like, it seemed kind of like the branding of it didn't seem that good to me. But then now that I think about it, if you think about the word like treasure, maybe that's better. So Bitcoin, like, it's your treasure, your war chest. And so you just kind of keep stacking that, right? And my personal motto is just never stop stacking, right? Even Jay-Z, right? Like, ultimate entrepreneur of all time. He's like, double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next one, right? I'm on to the next coin. I'm on to the next coin. On to the next coin, right? Conquering your fears of crypto. The first thought is, think Bitcoin, not crypto. Everything else that's not Bitcoin is, you know, a false god, a false prophet. There's only one immaculate conception, which is Bitcoin, Satoshi's, Satoshi Nakamoto, whatevs, right? The legend and Satoshi. You don't want to be giving fellatio to Vitalik or any other these crypto losers. All of them is not good. So Bitcoin or nothing.